This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. If terrorists were to use biological or chemical weapons to attack an American city, the federal government would respond by sending tons of drugs and other medical supplies as quickly as possible, ideally within a few hours. The system, known as the National Pharmaceutical Stockpile, has never been fully tested. It hasn't been used for the anthrax cases in Florida this past week because there's no evidence of widespread exposure. Public health officials fear that if thousands of people did need the stockpile, it wouldn't work the way it's intended. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
The National Pharmaceutical Stockpile has been around for 2 years. It was deployed for the first time when the World Trade Center collapsed. No one knew whether that attack involved chemicals or diseases. So federal officials sent a so-called push pack, 50 tons of specialized drugs and equipment. Dr. Stephen Cantrell says the push pack got there, but not the way federal officials had planned.
The stockpile is set up to be flown, and all arrangements have been made in advance with different carriers to be able to do that and flown from whatever site I would assume would be closest to where it's needed. Well, what happened on September 11th? All aircraft were grounded. Everybody was grounded. So there, they loaded it on a truck.
Several trucks, actually. Cantrell is an emergency physician in Denver who has testified before Congress on terrorism. He says the New York experience shows that simply having a stockpile isn't enough. It needs to be dispatched promptly, transported quickly, and met at the other end by a large number of highly trained health workers. Cantrell says that's a challenge, partly because of the quantity of supplies in a pushback.
They are contained in large aluminum and plastic containers about, probably 6 feet tall by about 4 feet by about 5 feet. And they're palletized so they can be loaded into an aircraft easily.
The containers include antibiotics, antidotes, and emergency supplies such as respirators. It takes 2 full-size cargo planes to carry a single pushpack. The government says there are 8 packs kept in secret locations across the country, so one is never more than 12 hours away from a disaster site. But it's not clear how well the system would work in an attack. In New York, the supplies weren't needed. Cantrell says a better test was a simulated biological attack last year called Top-Off. In Denver, the simulation included 2,500 people exposed to the plague.
The patients started trickling in on Friday evening. On Saturday, we figured out that, gee, there's something wrong here. I think the organism had been identified, as I recall, by late Saturday afternoon. And then the stockpile was requested, I think, late Saturday, early Sunday, and then it showed up on Sunday.
Cantrell says that's when local health officials realized just how hard it is to distribute and use 50 tons of supplies.
It was a problem. It was a real logistical nightmare.
One of the biggest challenges involved antibiotics, which can save the life of someone exposed to the plague. Cantrell says there was plenty of medication, but no easy way to get it to victims.
You have a huge container of thousands of tablets or capsules, and then how are you going to get those into a form that can be distributed? How are you going to get instructions on them? What languages do the instructions need to be in? What information are you going to gather from the individuals when you give them the medication? None. Or are you going to ask them name? Or are you going to ask them allergies to make sure they're not allergic to the medication you're giving them?
Health and emergency workers did hand out lots of drugs, but it wasn't easy. In a city less prepared than Denver, the process might have broken down entirely. Public health officials say simulations like Top-Off show a major weakness in most plans for biological terrorism.
There's a misconception with regard to bioterrorism preparedness, and particularly bioterrorism response, in that the government's going to take care of us.
Bruce Clements is with the Center for the Study of Bioterrorism and Emerging Infections at St. Louis University. He says federal health officials can only do so much.
The local health authorities are the ones who will be receiving the national pharmaceutical stockpile, and they'll be the ones really making the key decisions.
But Clements says local health authorities don't have the training or the resources to make good decisions and carry them out. One reason is that federal money has gone to police, firefighters, and other emergency workers rather than doctors and health departments.
Now we actually have, in some cases, police departments that are better trained in some of these pathogens than the physician working in the emergency department down the street.
Congress is considering a proposal to spend $1 billion or more to help local public health systems prepare for a terrorist attack. Clements says that's a good start, but not nearly enough. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.